The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Humor that exposes the truth is what the globalists hate the most because it's super powerful. When you can use humor to speak to the truth, and a lot of times using a sarcastic humor, sarcasm, showing what the other side is saying and going with it, it's just like, this is what they're really actually doing. There's always truth to the humor. When there's solid truth to the humor, it's that much more powerful. Conservative humor is way more powerful than liberal humor, because liberal humor a lot of times lies about, like when they make jokes about Trump, the things that they say about Trump are not even true. So a lot of times you'll sit there and go, it's not even funny, because there's not truth in it. Like, you'll hear the left people laugh, but they're laughing because they have a hatred, a Trump derangement syndrome, right? And so they're laughing because they just hate him so much. But if you really analyze how weak the jokes are, because they're not even true, and maybe some of the people on the left laugh at the jokes because they think it's true about some of the things they said about Trump. But for the most part, the late night stuff was horrible written jokes, because you need actual truth. It's very easy to point out the left and use politically incorrect humor to really make a point. And they hate that because the left isn't about humor at all. They really aren't. Their humor is more like they're bullies. If you ever notice, like their late night shows, they always talk about bully. Watch The View, or whenever they say something and their crowd is laughing, it's usually because they're bullying somebody. They're saying stuff and they're being bullies. It's kind of like the evil kids on the playground laughing as they're kicking a kid on the ground, and they're laughing, thinking it's funny. That's their humor, bully humor. Not actual humor. That's really what it's like if you really sum it up. And they can't stand it because ours is true humor and makes them look ridiculous. So we use humor that makes them look ridiculous. This first thing I'm going to show you is a spoof, like a commercial for Kauffman Institute for Coincidences. And it's talking about the vaccine. But of course, it doesn't even mention the vaccine. It doesn't have to, because everybody understands. When you see it, you'll understand. So I'm going to give you this ad campaign, and it's powerful. You're going to have a different range of emotions. It's going to be funny, but at the same time, sad, because there's a reality to this too. So it's unique. And that's why I want to bring it to you, because it will give you different sets of emotions. But that means it's powerful, and it exposes what the left really doesn't want you to see, what the globalists really don't want you to see. It's not just the left. There's people on the right, too, that are globalists that are part of it. Anyways, take a look.
Are you or a loved one suffering from a medical coincidence? You want proper medical care, but you don't want people sniffing around asking a whole bunch of questions about what might be causing your problem. At the Kauffman Institute for Coincidence, we won't look into the cause of your heart or other problem. We'll just fix it. That's right. We promise to only look at your symptoms. We won't get all curious looking for causes, because that could get your employer or your doctor into some legal hot water. And nobody wants that. At Kauffman, we understand that coincidence is now the leading cause of death.
Hey, we've got another coincidence over here.
If we want to operate at the speed of science, there's no time for looking for causes. No pesky questions about drugs or vaccines you may have been given. At Kauffman, we specialize in the effects and leave the causes to the conspiracy theorists. And let's be honest, we know the cause anyway. It was a coincidence, right? For each new patient, Kauffman's talented team of doctors strap on their blinders and look directly at the problem area, usually the heart, just like the CDC recommends. Our main campus now treats myocarditis, blood clots, heart arrhythmia, stroke, heart attack, magnetic skin, difficulty breathing, full body blisters and burning, convulsions, kidney failure, memory loss, cancer, sudden death, and much, much more. Give your coincidence the attention it deserves, but not the wrong kind of attention. At Kauffman, Schedule your appointment today at KaufmanCoincidence.com and receive a doctor's note with a real sciencey sounding explanation to provide to your anti-vax friends, proving to them it was definitely not the vaccine that caused your coincidence. Kaufman, because coincidences happen pretty much all the time.
Official medical coincidence partner of the NFL.
The NFL thing at the end is that is a great little tag at the end. Oh, man, what happened in the NFL that people don't want to talk about? Because, look, I don't know if the vaccine caused it or not for sure, but the odds, you should assume that it is the vaccine until proven otherwise, right? But here's what was interesting. When you had the NFL player collapse, and thank goodness he's alive. He died on the field, but thank goodness they were able to keep him alive. The elephant in the room during the broadcast, they never made sure that they couldn't even suggest that it couldn't be the vaccine. They wouldn't even say the word vaccine. It was like a giant elephant in the room. And everything they were doing is, you could tell as they were talking about it and everyone's gathered around, all they were concentrating on is how to talk about this without ever accidentally mentioning the vaccine. It was amazing to actually watch. And then if you looked online and stuff, you already had things posted saying, well, this is definitely not the vaccine. Proving that they all thought it was on the left. The left was running around like crazy. It's not the vaccine. Don't say it's a vaccine. Well, we know it was a blow to the heart. Yeah, that's what it was. It can't possibly be the vaccine. Proving that they thought, holy cow, this must be the vaccine. How we got to make sure we don't talk about this. We can't let people even suggest that it could be the vaccine. We got to stop people from even suggesting it because then people will actually believe it is the vaccine because that's what everyone is thinking. It's probably the vaccine. And we can't even let people think that that's the case. It was really amazing. It was amazing to watch. Now, I don't know 100% that it was a vaccine, but what are the odds? The odds are highly likely that if he was vaccinated, then the vaccine is playing a role. Will they ever really look into it? See, that's what that ad of coincidences is all about. No, it's just a coincidence. I mean, yeah, it's a vaccine, and we've had massive rise of athletes having heart attacks, basically collapsing, having cardiac arrest. And it's been a massive rise, massive, unbelievable, irrefutable rise percentages. It's in by the thousands percentage increase. I don't even know what it's exactly at, but it's astronomical. But that's just a coincidence. See, that's the thing. We're not going to look into what caused him to have this. We're not really going to look into it. We're just going to say it was a hit. Even though he was the one who was tackled, and if that little tackle could cause your heart to stop, then I could come up and slap someone on the back and say, hey, how's it going? Boom. Oh, they fall on the floor and they collapse. Oh my gosh, I caused them to have a heart attack. That's what they want you to believe. That's basically what happened in the NFL. A normal, not even a hard hit or anything. He's the one tackling the guy. And you're supposed to believe that that was so traumatic to his heart. The impact. I've hit my brothers on the back as a kid harder than that guy got hit. I'm just saying. It's ridiculous. But humor really brings it to light. You can't say these things, Ben. You can't talk about them. They've already said it's not the vaccine, proving that it must be the vaccine. I mean, they came out folks, when this was happening, I went online to see. I didn't do a show on it because I want to have all the facts. I am still going to speculate. I'm speculating right now. But what I did notice is as soon as it was happening, I went online to see, and I found a bunch of stuff saying this is definitely not the fact. They already had doctors making videos for liberal major news organizations saying this is definitely not the vaccine. And I was like, wow, they're instantly saying it's not the vaccine, proving that it must be the vaccine. Always remember, like when CNN and MSNBC say something is definitely not right at the beginning and the right out, then the opposite is always true. I don't even have to get confirmation. I don't have to find out if he ever was vaxxed or anything. The fact that the liberal media came out and immediately said it wasn't the vaccine proves to me beyond any doubt it must be the vaccine. That's all I needed. I don't need any other thing than that. I'm not joking about that. As soon as that happened, I said, oh, well, then wow, he really must have been vaccinated. I didn't even know if he was vaccinated or not, but he must have been. For the media to react the way they did to his collapse, he had to have been vaccinated. Or else they would, because it's not mandatory that you're vaccinated in the NFL. So I don't know. I still have never gotten really confirmation whether he was vaccinated or not. I didn't know at the time, but I'm assuming he must have been by the media's reaction. Well, let me give you J.P. Sears. There'll be a link. I'm only going to give you some of his stuff. So if you want more, we'll have a link below this video so you can see more of his stuff, because J.P. Sears is always funny. Take a look. Humor that really upsets the left.
Moving along. Last week on national television, Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin collapsed on the field while suffering a heart attack. And over this past weekend in college basketball, Old Dominion player Emo Isin did the collapsing routine himself. And last but not least, last week, former NFL player Uche Nwanne, who called to jail the died suddenly at the age of 38. Our thoughts and prayers are with the pharmaceutical companies during these trying times while the light is shined on inconvenient areas. And now, a word from our sponsor. This episode of We Lie to You News is brought to you by money. Specifically, the money that pays us to tell you what is true. Thank you, money. In other news, recently it was uncovered that the notorious suspected FBI informant, Ray Epps, texted his nephew about the January 6th insurrection on January 6th, saying, "I was in the front with a few others. I also orchestrated it." Huh. I guess the January 6th committee must have forgotten to investigate him or something. But once they release Trump's tax returns, we'll know for sure that Trump orchestrated it.
They already released those. They're clean.
Huh. Well, something doesn't add up here. But when 2 plus 2 equals 5, you can't expect things to really add up the way you think they will. On the topic of insurrections, Brazilians have stormed their Capitol building in protest of the recent presidential win for far-left socialist Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Protesters made their way into the Congressional Building, Supreme Court, and Presidential Palace on January 8th. Missed it by 2 days, guys. But millions across Brazil have claimed that Lula stole the election through rigging. I can't imagine what that would be like. Something like that would never happen here. But it's safe to say that Lula, who's a former convict, wouldn't do something like that. He's also stated that protesters who entered federal buildings will be identified and punished. Back in the UK, in neutered news, a trans man has given birth, and he and his non-binary partner used a female sperm donor. The child is expected to grow up identifying as confused. And finally, the Canadian regime is going after Canadian psychologist Dr. Jordan Peterson. How so? By way of the College of Psychologists of Ontario threatening to take away his license unless he attends a re-education camp. The crimes Peterson committed? He openly advocates for mental health and freedom. This does not sit well with the Trudeau administration that advocates for suicide as a mental health treatment and the restriction of freedoms. No doubt, Jordan Peterson could stand to learn a thing or two from people who aren't even half as smart as him. What?
Well, there you go. If you want more, you can follow the link below this video. But look, humor is powerful when it's based in truth. And what he's saying there about the Trudeau administration actually pushing for people to commit suicide is true. There's a range of emotions. That's true. It's presented in a funny way, but this stuff is actually really sad that it's really true. But humor can be used for everything. On the Alex Jones show, they were using humor to expose the Ukraine situation. From beginning to end, I really liked this. This is really good. I think you will enjoy it. Harrison Smith basically summing up what has happened with our government and the Ukraine. And there'll be a guy representing the government and another guy just representing an average Joe asking questions. And that's all it is. And in that simple of humor exposes everything your swamp creatures have done in the government with the Ukraine. It's all really exposed here because they just take truth And, well, do it in a sarcastic way. Take a look.
What are you doing over there?
Hmm?
What? Nothing. Nothing. What? Where? In Ukraine. What are you up to? Ukraine? What? Ukraine? Nothing's happening in Ukraine. Ukraine of all places. Where do you get this stuff?
No, it looks like there's some sort of NATO expansion and a CIA-backed coup and something about Joe Biden withholding $1 billion.
Want to get impeached?
Impeached? You can't impeach me.
Then in that case, just shut up.
No, I'm not kidding. It looks like Russia is massing on the border.
Well, it's fine. We're sending Anthony Blinken over there.
Oh, to prevent a war?
No.
Okay, well, what's he doing?
He's going over to protect democracy.
Oh, democracy. I love that word.
Terrible news.
Oh, no. Russia invaded Ukraine. Oh, no. Why?
Well, because Vladimir Putin is evil. So,
because Putin is evil?
Putin evil, Zelensky good. That about sums it up.
Okay, so the largest country in the world decided to invade a country the size of Texas, and the only reason you're giving me is Putin evil?
Big country, little country, you get it.
I'm confused.
Well, you don't like the fact that a bigger country invaded a smaller country, do you?
No, I mean, I guess not.
Great, you're fully on board. Here's a Ukrainian flag.
Hey, have you heard about the ghost of Kiev? He's this lone fighter pilot. It's protecting the whole city. He's already downed like 6 Russian airplanes. It's incredible.
Whoa, really?
No. But there are these guys on Snake Island. When the Russians demanded they surrender, they responded, "Go f*** yourself." It's awesome.
Whoa, really?
No, that didn't happen either. But did you hear about the Russian atrocities? They are committing war crimes against children.
Oh my God, really?
Nope, but it doesn't matter because we have to defend Ukraine. They are our military ally.
I don't actually think they are.
Yeah, well, we're going to do it anyway, because after all, we've got to defend democracy.
Okay, so what are we doing to help? I mean, can we mediate? We can call for peace?
How many zeros is in 100 billion?
You're writing them a $100 billion check?
Yeah, I mean, I was writing checks in the tens of millions, but I was running out of checks, so I'll just do one big one.
How much have you sent them?
You mean how much have you sent them? No idea. Literally impossible to know.
Okay, well, where's it all going?
Again, who knows? Up in smoke, or whatever bombs do.
Ugh, that's so much money. Has there even been an official declaration of war yet?
A what? I've never even heard of that. No, there was a declaration that Putin is evil. Sure, you heard me.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm really convinced that Putin is evil.
Well, of course Putin is evil. I mean, if he's not evil, why would he drive our gas prices up so high?
Putin drove our gas prices up?
Well, gas prices are high because of the sanctions that Putin made us put on him. So.
Oh, sanctions. So this is hurting Russia.
They've never been better, actually.
Okay, well, what about our oil supply?
No, it's awful. Actually, we're having to sell our strategic reserves.
You mean use?
No, sell.
Sell to who?
China.
You know, our enemy?
Okay, if we're having to sell our strategic reserves, like, well, why don't we just pump our own oil? Don't we have domestic production? Unfortunately, somebody already banned all of the pipelines and drilling permits, so can't use it.
Yeah, that was you.
We're going green.
Gas prices have doubled.
It's a transition.
Transition into what?
Transition for climate change.
I thought we were talking about the war in Ukraine.
Oh, right. Well, the weapons that we're giving Ukraine are extremely fuel efficient. We can kill thousands for the same amount of emissions as a small SUV. So, progress. And hey, here's some good news. Somebody just blew up Russia's underwater pipeline.
Oh my God, who?
I don't know.
Who could it be?
No one's going to believe that. They're going to think you did it.
Me? The U.S. government?
You know Russia has nukes, right? Like, is this game of brinksmanship really worth it? I'm in my bunker now. It's pretty nice. What was that last question?
I said, is it really worth this game of nuclear brinksmanship?
There you go, folks. Powerful, because it's true. And it really sums up the insanity that has been going on. But it also shows you that the Ukraine situation, how corrupt our government is, that the people running our government are actually anti-American, trying to bring it down, are working with the globalists to bring in a one world government, and America stands in its way. But it's not really America anymore. Its government doesn't stand in its way. America's government is trying to commit suicide because the people in it are trying to kill it. But they realize the only way you can really kill America is you got to drain its wealth and destroy the American people. So let's have open immigration, because the American people have these ideas and ideals that they live by. And a lot of them have Christian values. And then you have, they follow the Constitution and believe in the Constitution. You got to bring in a whole bunch of foreign people who don't know two hoots about anything about the Constitution. Fill America up with people who don't care about America's history, its values, and hope that they're, most of them aren't filled with Christian values, although some of them are, and they're disappointed that that's true. But they're hoping that most of them are not. And if you can just destroy America from within its people, then its people will allow you to enslave them into a global government because they won't even know what their constitutional rights are. And oh, by the way, you should test to see if you can just violate all of their constitutional rights. Like maybe you should mandate people wear masks and tell them they can't go to church and tell them they can't go to certain businesses except for the big corporations that donate to the Democrat Party, like Walmart. You can go there. But if you're a small business and you didn't donate to the Democrat Party, you have to be closed because COVID only goes to places that don't donate to the Democrat Party. But if you donate to the Democrat Party and you're a big business, you're free to be open as much as possible. Churches, oh, well, that's filled with a bunch of people that probably don't even like the Democrat Party and follow Jesus instead of the government. Close all those down because COVID knows. COVID goes to churches, but it doesn't go to a bar. Just so you know. Oh, well, some bars, depending. Depends on if you've been good or not and obey. And you can't gather with more than 10 people because then you might talk and realize how evil and tyrannical your government is. So what we'll do is keep you separate so you think you're alone in your disdain for what the government is doing to your constitutional rights. And then we'll see if we can get everyone to obey. And once we get everyone to obey, then we'll see, okay, there is a pushback. Let's start suggesting crazy things and just see how far we can get the people to comply. Like, let's tell them, hey, we told you one mask is going to protect you, but we lied. One mask doesn't work at all. You have to wear two masks. So wear two masks, and then we'll sit back and see. Holy cow, the people that wore two masks, we can tell them anything. Oh, my goodness. And you think I'm being sarcastic here, but this is true. They really were doing that to test. And what was their answer? Yeah, we can take their constitutional rights away. Although there was some pesky ones that stood up. And we're going to have to make sure we censor those people that stand up on social media. And we have to make sure that they don't have a voice. So that when we really do want to crack down on these people, so that we can end America forevermore, well, they won't be able to resist. But I got news for them. Our enemies will attack America when it gets weak enough. And the people who are going to get struck by the nuclear weapons the most are the very people that took away your constitutional rights. They're going to go first. They're so dumb, they don't know they're going to their destruction. Get right with God so that you know God can supernaturally protect you. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya! Hey guys, have you ever checked out the Daniel Natal show at thenewamerican.com? If you haven't, you need to. It's very highly intellectual. It's very unique in the way that it comes at the issues of the day. I mean, when I say highly intellectual, what I'm saying is of course, if you put me and Daniel in the same room, Daniel's the smartest guy in the room. Daniel's probably the smartest guy in the room in almost most rooms that he enters. So check out the Daniel Natal show. It is really cool. You will like it. Check it out at thenewamerican.com.